Remembering that relaxation is the basis of our practice. Relaxing the body, checking and seeing if there's tension held in parts of the body and seeing if that can be softened, relaxed. And checking in to see if the core of the body can relax. Maybe there can be a softening inside the throat. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach can relax. The intestines. I'm dropping in the request. May the body relax, and being available to see if that request has an effect on the system. May the body relax. May the body relax. May the mind relax. From this relaxation of body and mind, noticing, are you aware? Are you aware? Or perhaps there can be the simple acknowledgement of already aware. And what is obvious? Not directing the attention, but perhaps having the sense of following the attention. Sometimes the attention will be on sound or body sensation or emotion. And having the sense of just being the passenger, following the awareness, following the attention, allowing the awareness to receive what is already happening. Relax, receive, we can also have this stance of stepping back and letting experience come to us. We just settle back and accept what is offered. What is offered at our senses. Opening to recognizing this is happening. Seeing is happening, hearing is happening, body sensations are happening as a human experience. As this particular human's experience. One very common human experience that we can become aware of, rather than being caught in or lost in, is the experience of thinking. Checking into your relationship when you notice that thinking is happening. Often there can be an automatic pushing away, a sense of not able or that's not appropriate for meditation. So direct the attention to something else. That's a very common response when thinking appears. And I'd like to encourage at least an exploration from time to time of seeing if there can be a simple recognition when you notice it, when you notice thoughts, that thinking is happening. And that very recognition may make the thinking stop or go away or disappear. But instead, that's a natural phenomenon. It's not something that you're forcing. It's more sometimes a simple becoming conscious that thinking is happening takes the energy out of it. And sometimes there can be the sense of almost like knowing there's thinking in the background, and yet you're aware still. It's not that you're not aware. Like thoughts are just kind of flowing through in the background and not pulling you out of the present moment. This is fine. It is usually helpful in relationship to recognizing thinking to not put much attention in the content of the thoughts. but instead perhaps be interested in how the thinking happens. For instance, thinking often happens as if we were talking to ourselves. Self-talk. Sometimes thinking happens as if somebody else were talking to us. And sometimes thinking happens through images or feelings. And so being curious about that. That's one piece that's helpful. Another piece that can be helpful, again, letting go of the content of a thought and recognizing instead the effect thoughts have on us. Not trying to stop the thought, but also not engaging with the thought, and instead being more interested in the impact or effect. We can be aware of that we are thinking and know how we are as we are thinking. And so there can be a thought drifting through about a dear friend. And the feeling is one of love and connection. We can allow our attention to be broad enough to recognize that. And so thoughts are simply another experience that happens as a human being. As we sit here, opening to the flow of human experience, rather than directing our attention, receiving what wants to come to us. Relaxing and receiving. At times, thoughts may be what is received. Can that be allowed to? Oh, thinking is happening. If there's a lot of thinking happening, it can be useful to check the relationship. What is my relationship to the experience? It may be the relationship to thinking itself, or it may be that the thinking is an expression of a relationship. That's kind of asking to be seen. And if we can contact that relationship. Sometimes the thoughts can be irrelevant. Relax. Are you aware? What is obvious? In a way, what we are exploring here is watching the mind and body do their natural business, their natural work, without our engagement. The body and mind receive experience without our doing anything. And so the doing here for us in this moment is about remembering, reminding ourselves to be aware, or simply recognizing that we are already aware. A light touch of that reminding. From time to time, checking the relationship. How am I with experience? And holding the possibility that whatever is happening can be allowed, even if it's resistance. Maybe resistance can be allowed too. Relax. Receive and allow.